Hey folks, and welcome back to another Dev Influencers podcast. I'm your host, Charles Max Wood. I had a call today for the Dev Influencers Academy. You can find out more about Dev Influencers Academy at devinfluencersacademy.com/apply. It was actually yesterday. It was yesterday morning. And I got on a call with Dean, who's been a guest on some of the podcasts before. I think he spoke at one of the remote conferences. He's a great guy. And it was interesting because we had this conversation, and you know, I wound up talking a lot about the accelerator. And what I realized after I got off the call was that there was a conversation that I could have had with him that really would have helped him out. And so I'm kind of skipping the tell my story a little bit just to put this one in because it's kind of fresh in my head and I really want to talk about it. So Dean, he has this open source project that he wants people to use for React. And he thinks that it will really solve people's problems. And, you know, it's got this really interesting method of taking care of things with observables and stuff like that. But the thing that was really interesting to me was that he feels like he's got this great solution. And he's also written a bunch of blog posts. And it seems like the kind of reach that he's getting isn't quite, it doesn't line up with the kind of value that he feels like he brings to the conversation, right? And what I'm finding is that there are a lot of people out there that are having this this conversation, right? Where it's, hey, look, I wrote this library, and everybody who uses it realizes that it will solve a lot of problems, right? It is a terrific library. It does all this great stuff. It's, you know, it's awesome. You know, or maybe I'm writing blog posts. I talked to somebody else. I'm writing blog posts and they're just not getting traction. And it's, what am I doing wrong, right? Why is this not working out, right? Where I put stuff out, it's valuable. The people who consume it really do love it. They definitely see the value in it. But it just doesn't seem to take off, right? And I've seen this too with other stuff, with podcasts and with other things, right? Where it's, I'm putting great stuff out, why isn't it working? And I just wanted to dive into this a little bit because there are a lot of reasons why this doesn't work. And there are a lot of things that you can do in order to make it work, right? And this is kind of the second phase of the accelerator is where I've put this, right? Because the first phase is, let's get the podcast engine running, right? Let's get the content engine running, and then let's start solving this problem. So I'm going to go back to Dean's library issue first, because there's a lot there that could be done that could really help out, right? One of the first things is why, you know? You kind of have to start with why. Why would people use the library? Why are people going to come and actually give it a try? And the reality is that people aren't going to unless you give them a solid why, a solid reason, right? And hey, this is better than the solution you're currently using isn't usually a strong enough why, okay? It's not usually a strong enough reason for people to switch if they've got something that works, right? Typically, what you're going to run into is that if people are having real pain with the other solution, that's when they're going to switch, right? Because it actually alleviates pain. People generally aren't going to come over to that solution if it's, you know, if it's not going to actually make pain go away, right? So there's that. The other reason that people often will try a solution is if somebody they really admire or whose opinion they trust tells them to, right? And so if they really listen to me, right, and they think I know what I'm talking about, and I say, hey, go check out this library, right, then a lot of people will go check it out, right? Other people, they'll be like, okay, well, he's the podcast guy, but, you know, I don't always agree with his opinion, and so I need to know more about it before I go check it out, right? And so it's kind of a tick in the column of I ought to check it out, but it's not enough to tip them over the edge, right? And so what you have to do is you have to keep finding them, right? And so you have to be on this podcast, and you have to be on that podcast, then you go on the YouTube channel, and then you get somebody to do a tutorial on how to use it, and then you give a talk at a conference, right? And so it's something that keeps creeping up over and over and over and over and over again, and that's when people finally go, hey, it feels like I'm hearing about this all the time. And that's when they go check out your library, right? And then once you have enough people using it and loving it and saying it's totally worth switching from the other solution to this solution, right, then that's when you hit the critical mass and things start to take off, right? And this is how things worked with I mean, some of the big ones like React or Vue, right, is that people were kind of looking for some other option out there, right? And, you know, because they had pain with the current solution. And so they tried it out, and then they really liked it. So then they start telling their friends to go try it. And after a while, it feels like everybody's saying, you have to at least try it out, right? And that's where a lot of this goes, as far as all of that goes. So to give you another example, kind of from the Ruby community, right? David Heinemeier Hansen, he's been talking a lot lately about like Hotwire and Stimulus and some of the other tools that go into his sprinkles of JavaScript, right? And I kind of see it as a stand-in for jQuery, sort of. Mostly it's if you don't need a single-page app, and you don't always need a single-page app, then this is an option to bring stuff together and put together a good app, right? But the fact that he's talking about it often will be enough for people to start looking at the solution. And then what happens is people who have the particular pain that Hotwire is designed to solve will also start talking about it, right? And so I've been hearing about it at work because we're looking forward to using it to solve a couple of issues with some of the things that we're dealing with, right? And currently we're using TurboLinx, which is a JavaScript library, and we're also using Stimulus to do some of the work. But at the end of the day, it'd be nice if we had that extra piece that would allow the communication with the back end to go more smoothly, right? And so, you know, we have the pain, right? And so when we talk about the solution coming, we're excited about it, right? And so for us, it was the pain, and we heard about it once or twice, and that was all we needed. But for other people, you know, they're going to look at it, and they're going to have to hear about it a handful of times, right? Hey, I've tried it out. Hey, I used it here. Hey, this is really working. Hey, I'm really enjoying, right? And then finally, you know, they hear about it at the JavaScript conference. And then finally, they get enough traction with enough people talking about it to where they're like, okay, I got to go check this thing out, right? And that's how that works. And so the way you do that as a dev influencer is you use your own channel to talk about it, right? And so, you know, every week, you know, if Dean had his own podcast, he could get on and he could be like, hey, I just added this feature to, I can't remember the name of his library, but I added this feature to this library, and I'd like a few people to go try it out, right? Now people are going to come to it because they listen to him, right? And so he's kind of the DHH, so to speak, of the hour, right? And they've listened to him for weeks and weeks and weeks. And so when he says, hey, I need some people to go try out this new feature, he's probably going to have a handful of people come to him and actually try it out, right? And then they can go evangelize for it, and they can get people to use the software, right? And then as more and more people see it and hear about it and experience it, that's when this will grow, right? That's what the dev influencers is all about. And I was calling it dev heroes initially because people look at the people behind it and they give a lot of credit to the things that those people are behind, right? And so at the end of the day, it really is kind of this hero or influencer type of relationship you have where people admire you and they see what you're doing and they want to be a part of it. And so they're willing to give you some of their time or energy or money to participate. And so that's what we're talking about here, right? And so if Dean wanted to grow that, I mean, that's what he would do, is he would start a podcast. He'd be talking to the people who would be using it. And let's say it's React developers, right? So then he starts talking about certain issues in React, but he would keep coming back around to asynchronous code and, you know, things like that that kind of come into play with his particular library. And I'm just going off the cuff because I think that's what it does. I don't remember for sure. I was more interested in helping him solve that particular issue than I was in what the library did. But the point is that that's the difference. That's what's going to pull people in, is either you and your personality and your influence, you know, your hero status, or it's going to be you showing up everywhere. It's probably going to be both, right? And so you have to make sure that you're out there and building influence behind whatever it is that you want to promote. And that's going to make the difference to getting you where you want to go, right? And so in this case, it's promoting this open source. Now, I'm going to back up because it's the same thing with the blog, right? So the issue with blogs, and I talked a little bit about this on the past episode, is that you go out and you write a blog post, and the trick is that there are only a couple of ways to get it noticed. you get it to show up in a newsletter like JavaScript Weekly or Ruby Weekly or React Status or, you know, one of the big newsletters out there, right? So you can get it listed there, and then it'll, you know, if they put it out there, it will get you traffic, right? You will get traffic. The other thing that you can do is you can get it to rank on like Reddit or Hacker News or something like that. You know, you can share it in a forum and have it go locally viral there. You could have it go viral on social media, but that's not really a strategy. That's more of a put it out there and hope, right? Or you can play the SEO game, and the SEO game is a long tail game. And so what I found is that you need some kind of push mechanism out there, right? And you can set up push notifications on your website, right? So that it'll come up on the browser, even if they're not on the page, and let them know that there's a new article. And that may work, but people have to click the allow them to send me notifications. And if it gets to be too much, then they're going to turn you back off, right? The other thing to keep in mind is if you get them on your mailing list, that's a way where you can push and you can get people back on. But again, then you have to have something on the page to get them to opt in the first place. With the podcast, that's kind of built in, right? Because people will find the podcast, they'll subscribe to the podcast on their phone, and then their phone will let them know that there are new episodes for them to listen to. And usually people just add it to a playlist and they just play it when it comes out, right? Some people, they kind of make it part of their routine, right? So they have kind of their Monday morning commute podcast, their Tuesday morning commute podcast, Wednesday morning commute podcast. You get the idea, right? And so they kind of get that going as well. But one way or the other, that's the way that you keep them coming back. And it's an automatic feed. And so it just keeps putting stuff out there for them to consume. And that's kind of how that works. And so you can write blog posts and you can drive traffic to them, but you need one of these other push mechanisms that's either the podcast or the newsletter in order to get them to do that. And what I found is since the podcast is the content in the case of the podcast, whereas the newsletter isn't always that, the podcast just kind of wins in my mind. Okay. And so to get people to come back out, and he kind of talked about, you know, compared it to an observable, if you're a reactive programming geek, you know, where you have that observable out there that, you know, your phone is the observable and it's subscribed to the podcast, right? And so then it has a download function that occurs when it gets notified that there's a new episode in the feed, right? And so, yeah, anyway, that's where I would push people to, is just to go that way. And if you can do that, if you can get people subscribed and then you can get that stuff out to them on a regular basis, that's where you can actually gain traction, because then you're letting people know about the stuff without relying on anybody else, right? And then when you go share it on social media, they will have read it, then they'll see it, and then they'll vote it up or share it or tweet it or whatever. And that's how the rest of the game is played. But I'll tell you, the other thing, though, is that with most of this media, the best thing that you get is word of mouth, right? And so somebody will say, hey, we've been trying to solve this problem at work, and there's this great episode of JavaScript Jabber out there that talks all about the solution. And if we do that for people, then that's what works. Now, just to come back again to the idea of repeating the message and repeating your voice, I mean, this is something that I see with sponsors as well, right? Just to put it out there. So I get people that come to me and they're like, hey, we just want to sponsor one or two episodes and see how it works. Well, I always tell them, look, well, you know, I'm not going to take your money because it won't, right? One or two episodes won't work. And it's the same exact thing, right? People need to hear the message over and over and over again. It doesn't stick unless they're feeling real pain, right? So if, let's say that they have real pain, you know, that's solved by a particular solution, you know, so one of our long-term sponsors is Raygun, you know, raygun.io. So let's say that they are having just massive intermittent performance issues, right? And at the same time, they're also being plagued by bugs that they can't track down except for in production. You know, they only occur in production. They can't reproduce them in staging or dev, right? and digging through the logs is just painful, right? So they've got real pain, right? So when I say, hey, Raygun will report your errors from production and give you a stack trace so you can figure out what's going on. And they have performance monitoring. So when you hit a slowdown on your website, it'll tell you what the problem is so you can go fix it. They're going to go, oh, my pain. That solves my pain, right? So they have to hear it twice, right? And they're going, you know, the first time it's, that solves my pain. And then they get to work and they're like, what was that thing called, right? And they listen to the next episode and they're like, Raygun, I have to write it down, right? But everybody else, they have to hear it like six or seven times. And then it's, oh yeah, I should hook that up to my app before I have a problem. But for most people, they have to feel that pain, right? They have to have, I'm tired of using grep on this stupid log, right? And so that they turn it around to that other solution. So that's what we're looking at. That's what we're talking about, is you have to hit people a whole bunch of times and give them a reason why this is going to solve their pain. And if you can do that and you can do a good job of it, then you're going to get people over there, okay? And so anyway, I wish I had just been thinking about this when I sat down with Dean, because at the end of the day, that's what he needs. If he wants to promote his blog posts and promote his software, then what he needs to do is he needs to create a channel where he's producing something on a regular basis. I recommend weekly, where he at least mentions his library along with what it does, right? To give people that message. Hey, this thing solves this problem with this solution, right? You know, and he can just kind of work it in as kind of a semi-ad almost, right? And then talk about in each episode, right, to drop more people in, the other problems that the people that would use that library have, right? So it's React developers that are building a specific kind of app, or React developers that have a certain kind of problem set, or React developers that are dealing with a certain kind of concern, right? And you can keep it semi-focused that way, you know, and then just make sure that you're putting out content that they're going to want to consume. And some of it can be really kind of boilerplate, I guess, isn't the right word, but there are certain formulas that seem to work over and over and over again for blog posts and podcasts and things like that, right? Like the top 10 blah, blah, blah for blah, 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 right? And so he could do the top 10 state libraries for React, right? And, you know, people would go and want to see what he says are the top 10, right? And then the next week it's, hey, here's how you solve this asynchronous problem with the library, right? And then the next week is, here's how you would do it without the library. Doesn't that suck, right? And but he's giving people real applicable knowledge, right? And then the next week he talks about, hey, you know, I was doing this thing with Create React app, and I ran into this really interesting issue, and here's how I solved it, right? And so then people who are working with Create React app, they kind of go, oh, okay, I'm not going to do that because that didn't sound like fun to fix, right? And so he can work through that and he can be that voice that kind of comes into their head periodically and gives them what they need so that they can keep doing what they do. Anyway, that's kind of where I'm at, you know, so regrets, I'll send this to Dean, but anyway, if you are in a position like Dean's, right, where you're saying, hey, I've got this library I want to promote, I'm trying to get the word out about my blog posts, or I'm trying to get the word out about my book or some other product or something like that, and I just don't seem to be able to get people to see the value, the problem isn't that what you did isn't necessarily valuable, and it's not even necessarily that what, you know, some of the other reasons that, you know, people kind of beat themselves up over it. A lot of times the problem is they don't know who you are. They don't know how good your solution is. They don't have any reason to go check it out other than your word. And so they're not going to do it. And so if you're looking for somebody who can help you take the steps to get the word out about this thing, show you how to build a channel, build an audience, help them realize what it is, and then help them evangelize for your solution, then go sign up devinfluencers.com/apply. We'll get on a strategic call. We'll talk through stuff just like this call that I did, except Dean's not here. And we will figure things out. And then hopefully you'll join the accelerator and we can just make your channel take off. And yeah, I mean, that's it. That's the real formula, right? But you have to build that up one way or the other, right? You kind of have to be everywhere in front of them. You have to be the voice in their head, right? You have to be the voice that they go to when they want to hear stuff. They have to feel like they trust you. And then they'll believe you enough to go check out what you have to offer, right? And it's not because you're trying to sell them so you can be famous. You're trying to give them a solution that will actually solve their problem. The problem is that there are enough people out there that all they want is their money or their attention. And so people are a little bit cautious. And so you've got to do the work to actually make sure that they know that they can trust you. And then they'll trust you when you say, hey, there's a solution here that will make your life better. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up here. Go out there, be a dev hero, devinfluencers.com/apply. And until next time, max out.